We're talking about America's fermentation revival in this hour, and here's something truly bizarre. How about fermented clothing? Imagine a dress grown in a giant vat. British fashion designer Suzanne Lee directs the BioCouture research project, where she uses biology to create the clothing of the future. Suzanne, you figured out a way to use fermentation to actually grow fabric. How did you ever dream up such a thing?
It was just a serendipitous meeting with a biologist in an art gallery. And I was kind of thinking around the future, but the far future, you know, sort of 50 years from now. And I was just, I asked him, you know, how else could we think about creating a piece of clothing? And he said to me, well, what if you could actually take an organism like a bacteria and get that to spin a fiber for you and maybe even shape that into a dress in a vat of liquid? And that blew me away. I was like, what?
Well, it sounds like science fiction, but you've actually done it.
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't difficult. There is a fermentation method that's been around for thousands of years. You can get hold of a culture, a living culture, which is a mix of yeast and bacteria. And this particular strain of bacteria, they spin fibers. That's what they do. And actually, most people, probably in the US, might have heard of it as kombucha.
The stuff people brew and drink.
Exactly. Well, that same fermentation process, the byproduct of that is a mat of material, a nanostructured living material. And that was really what we started to think about harvesting.
Harvesting. Okay, so how do you harvest it? What do you do when you think, okay, we've got some cloth in a vat here. Now what?
We literally just take it out, wash it, you know, think about what we want to do to it, whether we want to dye it or... I'm actually growing a skirt right now for an exhibition in London at a big department store, and we're going to laser cut it. So it's going to be this beautiful laser cut, but grown with bacteria skirt.
Could you ever grow the stuff in the shape of clothing? I mean, right now, I assume you just grow this basically fabric and then you take it out and cut it and sew it, I guess. Mm. But could you ever get it to form in the shape of what you wanted to wear?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only thing that stops you from doing that is just that you need... that requires a bioreactor. So that's a much bigger vat that actually has to have a kind of pump system so that you you actually attract the microbes to your three-dimensional shape and you get it to spin the material in situ on, you know, around a mold. And that's completely doable, but that becomes a very expensive thing to do.
I'm just envisioning the clothing factories of the future instead of seamstresses sewing and cutting. I can imagine a giant room filled with huge transparent vats with clothing just magically forming before our eyes.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we actually we produced an animation for an exhibition in Paris just this summer that was really kind of imagining what that would look like, except that we did the shoe factory of the future, and it literally was that. It was a kind of room full of vats where you're actually growing shoes in tanks, and it was really, you know, kind of imagining what does a future bio factory look like for something like a kind of fashion product.
Now, as a clothing designer, there's an underlying philosophy here, right? There's a concept that you term biocouture. Can you explain? Because it sounds like this can go even further than pieces of fabric in a vat.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, you know, the origins of haute couture, which were about making something, you know, using hands in a, you know, in a very kind of bespoke way. And I realized that these living organisms like bacteria were doing the work of, you know, the hands that you would find in an haute couture atelier. Mm. And then I thought, well, you know, actually the bacteria itself becomes the factory. What we're thinking about right now is there's a whole field of synthetic biology emerging where you're able to take something like yeast and say, well, you know, can we use that organism to produce a material that could be a fiber, but that fiber could then be have anti-malarial qualities or could be produced in a colour so that you don't need to add dye.
Could you tell us about some of the other products you've envisioned? Because there are a bunch of them on your website. For instance, there's a bike helmet. You call it the crab helmet. It seems to be made out of the same stuff that crabs make their shells out of.
Crabs, crustaceans, you know, they grow their own houses, right? They grow their shells. And that material is called chitin. And it's a super tough but lightweight material. And when we're looking at, you know, an application or a product like a bike helmet, that's exactly the qualities. You know, if you could grow a shell helmet, that's the type of thing that would be really exciting to exploit.
Well, they're also beautiful. Like, there's this gorgeous idea for an iPhone casing that it grows the way pearl does or shell.
Yeah. And some of these living organisms grow materials really quickly. You know, within a week or a couple of weeks, you could grow something like a very tough shell for something like a piece of electronics. So it's trying to think about how could we harvest these kinds of materials or get another organism to produce that kind of material in the shape or form that we want. And I think there's a beginnings of an industry here where there are all sorts of people exploring different types of organisms to grow materials.
Brave new world of clothing. Thank you so much for talking.
Thanks, Anne.
Suzanne Lee is a London-based fashion designer and director of the BioCouture Research Project.